This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
If you had kids that were tiny tots in the late 90s all the way to 2008, this guy gave you hours of time to yourself, along with four others with their world-famous children's musical group. The original member of High Five has done pretty much everything in the entertainment world since. Nathan Foley, welcome to the show.
How are you?
We are fantastic. Thank you for joining us today. Look, you've got a cheeky
new... Thank you
for having me. Oh, we're so excited to have you. You've got a new cheeky pop rock slash dance single coming out. It's called She Devil. What's the story around the song?
Yeah, it's out at the moment, which is awesome. It was released last Friday and the video clip was released on Sunday on my YouTube channel. So yeah, it's super exciting. But obviously, I'm writing an album. This was my first single off the album and it's very personal. But in all honesty, this song was about a past relationship. And I thought I'd write something quirky and something a bit tongue-in-cheek for people that have actually experienced being around a he or a she devil in their life, I guess.
Look, it is a fun song, and we did hear it. Sorry, that was me that I said coming out, and I wrote it on Tom's thing, but it is already out. I meant it is out. It's a dance album. Now, I hear the music video was shot in lockdown. How was that an experience that affected the outcome?
Well, the single was actually recorded in New Zealand at Neil Finn's studio in Auckland.
I love him.
And I went over there, I went over there in late December and I did the first couple of tracks. And then I came back home and I was scheduled to go back over to NZ to finish it off because my producer's over there as well. And obviously the COVID-19 thing happened and I was like, oh no. So I was stuck at home. So the best thing to do was obviously spend time with my family and also just put my head down and complete the album. So I've written every single tune on this album and I've got a killer band behind it. And I'm looking back on remnants of the old school stuff like the Noise Works, In Excess, Diesel, all those kind of sounds, but they've got real drums and real electric guitars playing through the music. And that's the kind of style I've been writing and something that obviously people can dance to as well with a modern twist.
Oh, I love it. Look, as you said, you know, you love all things music. So what are you listening to now? What's on your Spotify playlist?
On my Spotify playlist? You'll probably laugh at me because I'm pretty old school. I've still got my CDs and vinyl records. I like going back to the old school stuff. So I put my CDs or my vinyls on and shamefully enough, I even own cassettes still. So... the rawest sound, but honestly, I haven't actually, I'm more of an old school kind of dude.
Well, look, you have been doing so much popping up since High Five on everything from The Voice, Team Delta, to touring Oz in musicals like Mamma Mia, the Jerry Springer, the opera. That's a rad. What keeps you on the stage?
Well, I guess this year for me marks 30 years in the entertainment industry because I started pretty young. I was only 10 years old when I started singing professionally with bands and orchestras as a soprano. And then obviously High Five came up 8 years later when I was 18, and then that took 10 years of my life doing that, which was an amazing experience. And then after that, I think I've just stayed strong in this industry because it's my passion. I don't seek fame. I don't seek fortune. I just seek a passion and obviously to make a difference in people's lives.
And
music.
You're good at it.
Oh, thank you. I try. Still learning.
and so humble. But look, that really gets me thinking. Like you started singing so long ago at the age of 10, as you said. Do you have any fond memories from back at that time, or is it all just a whirlwind of a little kid standing in front of all this stage? You know.
I knew I wanted to be a singer since I was five. I mean, my parents split up when I was very, very young, and I used to go and see my dad every second weekend, and he used to restore old antique furniture. And actually, I went into this old antique furniture shop one day, and I picked up this vinyl record. I think it's my love for vinyls, to be honest with you, but picked up this old vinyl of the Jackson 5. Yes. And that's the first voice I ever heard was little Michael Jackson, and I just started mimicking because I've never actually had any training in anything in singing or guitar or piano. So all my learning has just been by listening, and I think that's just it. I've just had a passion for it from day one, and I just never wanted to give it up.
Oh, well, that's what you got to do. Look, we here are loving the song. We're very, very lucky we're going to be playing it.
Thank you.
Who's the listener for? Who do we want them to play it as loud as they can?
It's funny, you know, I mean, looking back at the High Five days, I mean, the audience, as you mentioned, were like the 5, 6-year-olds, 4-year-olds, but now they're in their 20s. So I've been lucky enough to drag that audience along with me. Well, not drag them, but they've actually been really supportive. I know they've been supportive, and they still are today, and they've been hanging ever since The Voice last year. It was a bit of a wake-up call, because a lot of the kids back then, they look at you as an adult, and they think you're ancient, but I was only 10, 15 years older than the people watching the show. So now, after the show last year, they go, oh, my God, he's alive. He's still alive.
And it was like, pre-social medias back then, so the fact that you are in everyone's, like, everybody knows who you guys are, especially the original members, like, it's a big deal. Look, Nathan, thank you so much for your music, and on behalf of my sisters and many, many parents out there who you raised their kids in the early 2000s, big thank you for the
change the nappies.
You got the good job. We are very lucky to be airing the uber cool later song, She Devil. Follow Nathan Foley on all the socials, as you now can. Thank you so much. This is She Devil on Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thanks so much. I'm Tom and Jess.
Oh,
wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.